Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 11th. You'll be interested to know. 89 years ago, today, in 1936, Edward VIII chose to relinquish the throne to Mary Wallace Simpson, a twice-divorced American socialite, creating a constitutional and emotional moment for the monarchy. His decision transformed the crown by placing personal choice and public duty intention and led to a renewed emphasis on stability and continuity in royal succession. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 28 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:03. It looks like we're in for a sunny day, with a high near 38, and temperatures dropping to around 28 in the afternoon, accompanied by a breezy west wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 44. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 22 and a west wind at about 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 45. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 10, with a high tide just before 4:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 45 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 33 and a west wind of 12 to 22 miles per hour, gusting as high as 37. Saturday and Sunday stay cool with highs in the mid-30s, a slight chance of snow late Saturday night, and a chance of snow on Sunday with west winds gusting up to 22 on Sunday. Monday turns colder and sunny with a high near 28 and northwest gusts around 24. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, more than 130 students at Roberts Elementary School in Medford were out Wednesday amid a suspected norovirus outbreak, according to Medford Public Schools. The school will be closed Thursday due to the high volume of stomach illness cases reported, as stated in a letter to families. The district consulted with the Medford Board of Health and the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, noting that norovirus spreads quickly and is very contagious. Symptoms, including vomiting, typically come on suddenly. If experiencing symptoms, the Board of Health recommends waiting 24 hours after vomiting before returning to school. A deep clean will be conducted at Roberts Elementary School Thursday. Now on to sports. Why did the Colts gamble on Phillip Rivers to save their season? He can still sling it. On December 9th, 2025, the text message rolled in while Rivers was shaking off rust. If this report is true, then I'm all in, Frank Reich wrote. Rivers considered two options, returning to the 8-5 Indianapolis Colts or heading home to Alabama. In a stunning unretirement, Rivers is back in the NFL 5 years later, likely the Colts' best hope to avoid a late-season collapse. General manager Chris Ballard knows this gamble could define the season. It's a bold move to sign a 44-year-old quarterback. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, Kirk Cousins and the Falcons aim to play spoiler against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers. The Atlanta Falcons, with a record of 4 wins and 9 losses, visit the Buccaneers, who have 7 wins and 6 losses. The Buccaneers were on track for a fifth straight division title, but have lost three consecutive games. Falcons coach Raheem Morris stated, "You never want to be in this spot," referring to playoff elimination. Mayfield emphasized the importance of expecting their best from the Falcons, knowing they aim to ruin the Buccaneers' playoff chances. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on Prime Video. In local sports, the Boston Red Sox are set to leave Major League Baseball's winter meetings without a proven slugger like Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber. However, as Craig Breslow and his staff look to regroup, could Boston pivot back to adding another proven arm in their rotation via trade? According to Ken Rosenthal and Will Salmon of The Athletic, the Red Sox are one of the teams in on Brewers ace Freddy Peralta, who could be available this offseason. Peralta, 29, is coming off of a 2025 season where he went 17 wins and 6 losses with a 2.70 earned run average. Adding a 2-time All-Star like Peralta would be a major lift for the Red Sox. In top news, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the third time this year, and this quarter-point reduction might not lead to lower mortgage or car loan rates immediately. Although Fed cuts influence banks' loan rates, they do not control them directly. Bankrate financial analyst Steph Cates stated, "We're not going to see mortgage rates, car loans, savings rates all at once have a step change down by exactly 0.25%. For mortgages, the 30-year rate is around 6.19% and is influenced more by Treasury bond yields. Auto loan rates, averaging 6.6%, are also affected by many factors, including borrower credit scores." In business news, S&P and NASDAQ futures fell Wednesday night as Oracle's results reignited fears about high-flying tech stocks, despite the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate cut boosting U.S. equity markets in the prior session. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 43 points, or 0.1%. Oracle shares tumbled 11% after posting disappointing quarterly revenue and raising its spending forecast. In after-hours trading, other AI plays also fell, including NVIDIA down 1%, and CoreWeave down more than 3%. Investors suggest caution ahead, as the central bank remains in a wait-and-see mode regarding future monetary policy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $90,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $3,200. And XRP is down 4% to $2.00. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. On side of Earth is rapidly getting colder than the other. Research shows the Pacific hemisphere is losing heat faster than the African hemisphere. Scientists from the University of Oslo indicate that one side of Earth's interior is losing heat much faster than the other side. A study published in Geophysical Research Letters reveals that parts of Earth have been insulated by more landmass, creating a thermos layer that traps heat. The Pacific hemisphere has cooled about 50 Kelvin more than the African hemisphere. This suggests that the Pacific was much hotter at a certain moment in time. And in entertainment news, Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are expected to reprise their roles as Katniss Everdeen and Peeta Mellark in the Hunger Games prequel, Sunrise on the Reaping. This Lionsgate movie is based on the latest novel by Suzanne Collins. Following the events of the 50th Hunger Games, 24 years before Katniss and PETA entered the killing field. The story centers on Haymitch's experience in the games as a 16-year-old, played by Joseph Zada. The film is set for release on November 20th, 2026, directed by Frances Lawrence. It also stars Elle Fanning, Ralph Fiennes, Kieran Culkin, and Jesse Plemons, among others. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "The greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing you will make one." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.